Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Fritzi Bodenheimer.
And I'm Mario Ritter. This week on our program, we hear about fathers who cook for their families. Then we look at the spread of food trucks in American cities.
John Donahue is an editor and cartoonist for The New Yorker magazine. He discovered a new job for himself when he became a father for the first time.
I started cooking a lot with my wife and new baby, and it was a lot of fun.
Now, Mr. Donahue has published a book called Man with a Pan, Culinary Adventures of Fathers Who Cook for Their Families. He asked other men to share their stories. He collected 34 essays written by writers and chefs. One of them was Mark Bittman, a food writer for the New York Times. Mr. Donahue explained how Mr. Bittman became a food writer.
He was married. He had a new baby. He was driving a taxi. He was kind of working odd jobs, and so he started to cook. And then that led to his first book, which really put him on the map as a writer.
Man with a Pan also includes an essay by the author Stephen King.
Stephen King started cooking for his family in Maine after his wife lost her sense of taste and lost interest in doing any cooking. He wanted better food for his family, so he went into the kitchen, and he talks about using the microwave and other basic things, about keeping things simple. That's his motto. And he has great advice: just don't set the kitchen on fire.
Author Mohammed Nasihu Ali shared childhood memories of his mother's kitchen in Ghana.
I grew up in a Hausa Muslim community, and in our community, you know, it's highly frowned upon for men to be around the kitchen. But, you know, my mother, she allowed me to hang around when she cooked.
And that experience in the kitchen may have also helped prepare Mr. Ali to become a writer.
I've actually kind of compared cooking to writing. It's pretty much the same thing. In writing, you have a blank page for you to start with. In cooking, you have an empty pot to creatively start thinking of what you're going to put in the pot to mix it together to create some food.
Travel writer Jack Hitt also wrote an essay for Man with a Pan.
In the essay, one of the things you discover when you start to cook is that following a recipe wasn't simply just a matter of measuring out cups and tablespoons, but something much bigger and more metaphysical than that. It's a very minimalist sort of form that implies so much more than what is actually written. And it's like gardening in some sense, you know, or driving, that becomes second nature, that becomes instinctive.
Mr. Hitt says his cooking skills have evolved over the last 16 years. In the process, he discovered a way to better connect with his family.
So all of a sudden I found out there was this little kid in the room who had been watching me doing this from a chair, confined, and suddenly was very interested in participating. So the next thing I know, I had an assistant, and then a few years after that, I had another assistant. And we've been sort of experimenting in the kitchen, the three of us, and then whenever my wife was around, which was increasingly more common, four of us, and in the kitchen, cooking, you know, essentially raising a family.
Mark Kalansky is a writer, cook, and pastry chef. He says anyone can cook.
Cooking is like everything else. You just need to do it all the time to get good at it. In fact, I know people who just can't cook, and I don't understand why. Just like I encounter people who can't write no matter how hard they try, and I don't understand why they can't do that. I mean, if you can talk, why can't you write? And if you can eat, why can't you cook?
Mr. Kalansky has advice for men who want to cook.
Make it simple. If you buy good ingredients and you cook them very simply, you will always have a great meal.
Man with a Pan editor John Donahue says He expects more fathers will cook as the need grows and society becomes more accepting of a man with a pan.
Trucks are an increasingly popular way to buy food on the streets of American cities. Some of these kitchens on wheels combine different ethnic dishes to satisfy American tastes. One example is a Mexican taco with a Korean flavor.
It's wrapped in a corn tortilla, Mexican taco truck. We have a spicy pork, which is very Korean.
Kamala Saxton owns Marination Mobile, a food truck in the northwestern city of Seattle, Washington. A Korean taco might be a new taste for a lot of her diners. But Ms. Saxton says where she comes from, Hawaii, people like to combine different dishes.
It's truly the mixed plate in Hawaii. For instance, I'm Korean, Hawaiian, Filipino, and Spanish. And given that, you have someone in your family that knows how to cook one of those ethnic dishes.
Jane Ziegelman writes about the history of street food in New York. She says the city's pushcart vendors offered a way for people to taste different ethnic foods long before modern food trucks came along.
You had Irish kids eating Jewish pickles. You had Italian immigrants eating Jewish potato pancakes. You had all kinds of people drinking seltzer, which was, in fact, a street food. So people were eating each other's food all the time.
And Ms. Ziegelman says this exchange affected the street food itself.
Foods brought over by immigrants grew in size. This is like something that happens to a lot of foods. Once they come to the United States, they get bigger and they get blander.
And in some cases, they get served in a way that makes them easier to eat while standing or walking. Ms. Ziegelman says hot dogs, for example, moved from a plate to a bun. A similar idea of serving food on bread can be found at a food truck in Portland, Oregon, called Viking Soul Food. The owners are Megan Walhood and her future husband, Jeremy Daniels.
You know, the sort of foundation product that we serve is lefse, this Norwegian potato flatbread, and I grew up eating that every year at Christmas time. And it was Jeremy who kind of had the idea to start using it like a tortilla or a crepe and just stuffing it with all manner of different things.
Viking Soul Food's most popular lefse wrap is filled with meatballs. The recipe comes from Megan Walhood's grandmother. The meatballs are topped with pickled cabbage and a sauce of melted Scandinavian cheese. Megan and Jeremy say a wrap like this would never be seen in Norway, but people in Portland seem to enjoy it.
Because it's meatballs with melty cheese sauce over the top.
It's cheese gravy.
Yeah. People see pork and beef meatballs, and then they see cheese sauce, and they don't
like
look any further.
Everything shuts down at that point. They can't look at anything else.
Combining foods from different cultures has a name, fusion. Food historian Jane Ziegelman says the most important thing is that it has to taste good to succeed.
I have had a Korean taco. It's really, really good. It's really interesting the way these foods, which never grew up together and have no particular reason to harmonize, harmonize in this really gorgeous way.
We just heard about food trucks that serve dishes whose flavors blend like singers in harmony. Yet harmony is not what some food trucks are creating with established restaurants. Some restaurant owners complain that they are losing business to their mobile competition. At the same time, in some cities, food truck owners complain that local rules are keeping them out of popular areas. Matt Geller is president of the Southern California Mobile Food Vendors Association. He says food trucks are filling a demand in areas where workers have few choices of where to go for lunch.
So I call it your workplace island. You don't have enough time to jump in your car, drive somewhere, park, eat, come back. So you're really relegated to two restaurants that happen to be in your walking distance.
Hudson Real, Senior Vice President of Research at the National Restaurant Association, says food trucks are here to stay.
The evolution of food trucks is definitely a long-term trend, not a fad, that will continue in the years ahead.
In fact, Mr. Real says established restaurants are increasingly buying food trucks of their own.
Mobile food trucks are becoming a much more important force in driving the growth of the restaurant industry ahead.
Our program was written and produced by Brianna Blake, with additional reporting by Faiza El-Masri and Dina Pritchup. I'm Fritzi Bodenheimer.
And I'm Mario Ritter. You can find transcripts and MP3s of our programs and learn English at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.